Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long. And joining me to talk about the North Carolina Tar Heels in our team preview for 2022, it's our expert host on the scene, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going?
What's going on, man? Talking the Tar Heel football today, it's going to be fun to talk about this team with Coach Veteran, right, Mac Brown. It's going to be fun to see, and I'm excited to see how this program is going to do this upcoming season.
Absolutely. And for everyone watching our live broadcast or listening to our podcast, we just want to say a quick thank you. You have been leaving us amazing reviews on the podcast. You've been dropping incredible comments over on the YouTube. You've even been following us over on LinkedIn, which LinkedIn's a great place to get all of the new broadcasts and just to follow up with us if you want to chat about something or if you'd like to bring somebody on the show. If you are a current player, a former player, if you are a sports broadcaster, a former sports broadcaster, or if you are, you know, just anyone who loves football, we do want to hear from you. If you've got something amazing you'd like to say, if you've got something that you'd like to tell us about, just drop us a line and let us know. We are here for you, and we work with the environment that we're in. So that's what we love. We love football. We love all of the teams. We love all the players. We love all the sports broadcasters. So, Mr. Logan Landers, the North Carolina Tar Heels, this is their college team preview, and we've been waiting to see what they have in store for this week, or for this, as someone said, this weekend. I'm so ready for football. So what they have ready for this season. So let us know, what is it that we're looking forward to?
Well, let's talk about this team. 2021, a pedestrian season, right, below 500, 6-7 record overall, 3-5 in the ACC. Like I mentioned, under head coach Mac Brown, who is an absolute college football legend when it comes to coaching. We all know, right, he was at North Carolina back in the late 80s to the late 90s. Then he went away to Texas, built up a great program there, and then came back a few seasons ago, still trying to get things back on track for this 2022 season. Let's talk more about it. So this year, right, this is year four for Mac Brown, and it's time to get things rolling, I think. This is a team who has a lot of corrections to make, right? They began last year ranked number 10 overall in not just the ACC, but in the entire college football like world. So a disappointing year last year for sure. You got to hope you can get back to that prominence and get back to that top 10, if not better, ranking. So that's something you got to look out for. But they finished, like I said, 6-7. They gave up a lot of sacks. They gave up a bunch of penalties. Like I said, they went 0-6 outside of their home stadium. So rough there. And also, last year was the last year of your star quarterback, Sam Howell, who we know got drafted in the NFL not too long ago. Looking at this team, like I said, you lost Howell. Who is going to be your guy up front at the QB slot manning this team? Well, let's see who it is. I mean, it's going to be super interesting. We don't know who it's going to be. You have guys like Drake May or Jacoby Criswell who are going to be competing for that spot. We're not sure who's going to be the leader for this team since, like I said, Howell did leave. And neither of them really earned the true backup last year either, so it's going to be interesting. And we could potentially see a dual quarterback, right? We could see both these guys split some time. If one of them does a little bit better than the other, if someone struggles, take them out, put the other one in. That could maybe work, but I'm not super sold on it, though. So, like I said, whoever's going to be throwing these touchdown passes, right, these long bombs, it's going to be easier because you have one of the nation's best receivers on your team in Josh Downs, who's going to be lighting up on the outside and who's going to be looking good. It's hard to guard this man here. Watch out for him. He broke records last year for catches and receiving yards. So he is someone to definitely look out for another big season in 22. Also, Antoine Green, right? He stepped up late in the year, last year in 21, as a good threat. I'm expecting bigger things, more balls thrown to him this upcoming season. But the rest of the wide receiver group, yet again, it's unproven, just like the quarterbacks. You're not sure who is going to be that number 3 through 5 receiver that you're going to need. But you do have a good tight end, potentially, if Kamari Morales can step things up. And also you have 6'6", Bryson Nesbitt, who's right there as well. Look at the running back position. Like I said, they are stacked. You got at least 6 really good players in that running back core. But you're only going to have to pick 3, though. That's the way things go. British Brooks last year rushed for 285 in UNC's final 3 games. So that's a solid piece to look out for, potentially. You have freshman George Pettaway, who has potential stars written all over him. And also up front, right? You got to replace 3 starters from your offensive line that struggled last year in pass protection. That's not easy to do. You got several seniors, however, who are going to be nice to see there, some experience, and some graduate students who can play a bunch of different positions. They might not be the most athletically gifted, but they provide that experience that is much needed for guys who are going to be filling in for these spots. Looking more at this team, let's flip over to the defense, though. And that was supposed to be a big strength for them last year. But it was, it just didn't live up to the expectations. They replaced their defensive coordinator with Gene Chizik. And his big thing this year that he's got to focus for this team, just get some more turnovers, I think. And that's been an area that North Carolina struggled with for a few seasons now. It's just the lack thereof getting turnovers on defense. But they've stockpiled a bunch of really good players on the defensive line and some really good talent that is going to need to produce sooner rather than later. Miles Murphy has some good breakout potential. Also, you have Raymond Vohesic, who's going to be returning to form, right? He had an injury-plagued 2021 season. You're going to be rotating a bunch of guys, too. You got Virginia transfer Noah Taylor, Chris Collins, and also Desmond Evans, who were all big guys, over 6'4", all 3 of those. So look out for that. Linebacking core, right? Yes, Cedric Gray had a really good 2021 season. He was a reserve player, and then ended the year as the team's top tackler. So proof, man, if you just work hard, you can really make a name for yourself. Like I said, start off as a backup, as a reserve, and then end up leading the team in tackles. So just put your mind to it, and you can do it with him. So I'm expecting a good season from him for the young man. He proved that he can work his way up to the top, and I'm expecting a better season in 22. But he's also going to have guys like Power Echols, what a great name, and also Ra-Ra Dilworth. And the big thing, like I said, they had a really good resurgent year last year in the secondary, but you lost some guys, right? You got guys like Tony Grimes. You got Storm Duck, another great name for this team. Who they looked good in 2020. They were decent in 21. Like I said, Duck did struggle a little bit last year with injuries, also didn't have any picks. But when these guys are healthy, they should be really good, I think. I'm expecting good things from both those guys as long as they can stay healthy and stay on the field. That's just a big factor for this team. Also, you have Jaquarius Consley, versatile, but he is coming back from a torn ACL and MCL, so we'll see if those legs can hold up. And looking at this team, let's go over to their schedule, see who they're facing. So they've got Florida A&M, Appalachian State, Georgia State, shout out the Panthers. You got Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, the U, Miami on October the 8th, Duke, Pittsburgh, Virginia, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech on November 19th, and then you end out the year with NC State with the Wolfpack on November 25th. So this is a team who they've got potential to be a little bit better. I'm not expecting them to live up to that top 10 ranking that they were a few seasons ago. And as long as the injuries aren't there, as long as the inexperienced offensive line in terms of the new positions they have to fill, and most importantly, who's going to be the quarterback for this team? It's going to be super interesting to see, but whoever it is, like I mentioned, you're going to have a good receiving core. You're going to have a good running back room. So that's definitely going to help out. But I'm expecting a little bit of a better season from North Carolina. I'm not expecting too big of a turnover quite yet, but it's going to be interesting to see, though, man, because there's getting a little bit of heat there with Coach Brown for this team to turn things around quick. And, I mean, I'm not expecting a big change this season, but I am welcome for a surprise from this Tar Heels team. Prove me wrong, right? Prove me wrong this upcoming 2022 season. I'm going to be watching this team. They could be one to look out for, potentially, Jeremiah.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, North Carolina Tar Heels, you know, and when it comes to a team like this, you know, it's a team that I have, you know, watched coming, you know, being a Tennessee Vols fan, you know, we play them occasionally, you know, and it's you know, a great team. I love my North Carolina fam. We've got some great fam out there, and we just love to see what they are doing. So just like you said, they have some challenges, but it is a big season coming up. So all of our Tar Heels fans, we want to hear from you. What do you think? Put in the comments. Let us know how you think this season's going to go, and what are you most excited about? And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you so much. And please give us a review. Throw us a little line. Say, hey, I'm listening to the podcast, either on Apple Podcasts. You can give us just a subscribe and a follow, and then a thumbs up over on Spotify. Then you can give us a review, or just give us a, you know, a thumbs up, or a, you know, a follow over on any of the other podcast platforms that you love to listen to. That's what we do every single day, is we get those podcasts up and running for you, so you know exactly what's going on in the world of football. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that incredible team preview for the North Carolina Tar Heels. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.